Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall. Thanks for joining us here on 100.9 WIFM. And we're welcoming to our program this morning our friend from the Yadkin Arts Council, Jody Pounds. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well. It's great to talk with you.
Thanks. I am, and same to you.
Well, I know, Jody, when we chat, it's usually about the Harvest Festival. Is it that time again for the Yadkinville Harvest Festival?
It is that time again. This event is always sponsored by the Yadkin Arts Council, and this year marks our 38th year for the Harvest Festival.
Wow.
This year it will be on September 20th. It's always the third Saturday in September, and the hours are from 9 to 5, and it's held in downtown Yadkinville.
You have, as I understand it, some new things at the festival this year. What can we expect if we head out there on the 20th?
This year is going to be huge. We have new partnerships and new events that we wanted to tell people about. Our first new partnership is we have partnered up with a group called Race More for Mace More. This actually is a 5K run-walk, and it was established in honor of a local teen who lost his life to cancer. At 8:30 in the morning, they're going to start with a fun run, and then the 5K will start at 9 o'clock, and the exciting part about this is that the actual finish line for the race is going to bring the racers right down through the middle of the Harvest Festival, and they'll cross the line inside of the festival.
So, that's very cool. Yeah.
That's something that we haven't done before, and we're really excited about it, and we really want to welcome that group to the festival this year.
Absolutely.
Then we also have some local organizations that are doing some things with us this year. We've developed a partnership. The Lions Club is bringing in a big mobile unit this year, and they are going to be offering free vision and hearing screenings.
Oh, great.
And New Hope Pregnancy Care is going to bring in a mobile unit, and they're offering free pregnancy testing and free ultrasounds for pregnant women.
Wow.
And last but not least, we've just heard out that Hands of Hope are going to be joining us this year. I'm not quite sure yet what type of diagnostic testing they're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. Without really trying to, we've ended up creating kind of a medical area in the Harvest Festival this year. And we love the fact that we're going to be working with these groups to bring these free services to the community.
Very beneficial. That's terrific. That's a great addition.
It is a great addition. Something else we're excited about, our friends at the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Services are working with us this year, and a new partner that's going to work in that area with us is the Horn Creek Living Historical Farm. And all three of us are working to create a heritage area this year for the festival.
Oh, great.
Extension Services, wonderful group to work with, and each year they want to participate in the Harvest Festival, and they kind of let me set the guidelines. And this year we have asked them to concentrate on areas where we can become more self-reliant, self-sustaining in both the home and the garden. So they're going to be bringing us exhibits and information in that area, and then Horn Creek is joining us to help us set up heritage craft demonstrations. We're bringing in crafters that work in the heritage ways. And then also Horn Creek will be having an exhibit on their Southern Heritage apple orchard.
Oh, that's great.
It's my understanding that they have over 400 different types of heritage apples that have almost become extinct in their orchard. The weather this season hasn't been real kind to their orchard, but they are hoping that they will be able to bring apples to offer for sale in that area also.
Our guest on Extension Today this morning is Jody Pounds with the Yadkin Arts Council, and we're talking about this year's upcoming Harvest Festival in downtown Yadkinville. It's Saturday, September 20th from 9 to 5. We're talking about some really cool new stuff that's coming to the event this year. Tell me what might be the biggest addition this year, Jody.
Each year when we do the festival, we really try and think about what we can bring to the local residents, what we can give to them to make them want to come and participate in this festival that is about our area. Mm-hmm. And this year, we're trying something really new, kind of radical for us. We have created what we're calling Carnival Alley.
Okay.
And Carnival Alley is going to be located on Main Street between Jackson Street and Van Buren. One of the first things we did was we went out to local nonprofits, churches, and schools, and we said, we will provide you with a booth area as a fundraiser if you will in turn make that booth into a carnival game.
Oh, so okay.
That kind of started off the thought process. It gives the nonprofits a way and the local groups to do some fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And that started the thought process of let's take it on down the street. So we have the carnival games on one end of the street, and on the other end, we have contracted with an amusement company. And this year, we are bringing in amusements. And this thought process, we tried to cover all of the age groups in this, and I think we've done a pretty good job. We have inflatables, several inflatables for the young group.
Mm-hmm.
We have a rock climbing wall.
All right. We're bringing
in micro reality racing, which is really cool. It's a racetrack, and they'll be able to remote control race cars. We have a huge four-person bungee trampoline, and last but not least, a gyrosphere.
Oh, man, that's great.
We really think that we have covered all of the age groups, and we're hoping that we can just make this area a really fun family event.
Well, you really have added some really cool and great stuff this year. Hey, we're talking with Jody Pounds with the Yadkin Arts Council about the Harvest Festival in downtown Yadkinville on the 20th of September. We talked about the new things. How about other things that festival goers can expect at the Harvest Festival? Maybe some traditional stuff.
This year we have almost 100 vendors. You will find food vendors, craft vendors, retail vendors, and promotional vendors. We pride ourselves on the amount of handcrafted vendors that we bring into this festival every year. On top of that, we'll have some specialty areas. We'll have face painting, gem mining, the Humane Society. They'll be bringing in animals for adoption. So there's going to be a little bit of something for everyone. And then we always provide live entertainment. We've changed that up a little bit this year. We're putting all of the live entertainment on the plaza stage located at the Yadkin Cultural Arts Center.
Okay.
And our music lineup this year is we start at 10:30, and we start with 8-Pound Hammer. After them will be None of the Above. The Deluge will be at 1. After them is Big Daddy Mojo, and then wrapping up the festival for us at 3:30 is Oil and Reniger.
Oil and Reniger, that's neat. So yeah. Pretty much once it starts at 10:30, you've got nonstop entertainment through the day.
We do, yes, all day long.
Well, Jody, I have to say, and I didn't know that it was possible, but you continue to up your game there with the Harvest Festival. It's very impressive. It's going to be a big day on the 20th.
It is going to be a big day, and we really do. We work very hard to grow this thing each year, and as I said earlier, to find things that we feel that our locals are going to really appreciate, but yet enough that maybe we'll pull some of the non-locals in, and they'll come spend the day with us too.
Absolutely. Is there a place they can go, maybe online, to get more information about it?
Yes. If they go to yadkinarts.org, they will be able to find a page that is dedicated and has all the information I gave you regarding. They just need to look for the Harvest Festival page.
Terrific. Jody Pounds with the Yadkin Arts Council, thank you for spending time with us today. I know you got put a lot of work into this, and it's going to be terrific. The Harvest Festival in downtown Yadkinville, Saturday, September 20th, 9 to 5. Jody, we'll see you there. Have a great day.
Thanks to you, Danny. And also, I want to thank the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Services for making this spot possible for us today. And we look forward to our Harvest Festival and hope everyone comes out and has a great time with us.
Terrific. Thank you, Jody. And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.